Just a few halachot legabe Purim. Life goes on Purim, and unfortunately there are people that pass away. There's people that sit, have shiva, avelut, lo alenu velo alechem, and therefore the halakha has to discuss how Purim day impacts these laws. The days of Purim themselves, it's forbidden to have eulogies and it's forbidden to fast, both on the 14th of Adar and on the 15th of Adar. Except a Tamid Hakam that passes, it's permissible to eulogize in front of him. That means at the funeral itself. But otherwise, Espedim are forbidden. Crying, of course, not to arouse the crying either. The custom is that on the seventh day of Avelut, the family goes to the cemetery to make hashkava by the grave. If the seventh day falls out on Purim, they still go. They bring the minimum amount of people, just the family, in order to make the hashkava. Kafayim says they shouldn't go before Purim, because if they go before Purim, people might think that Purim breaks the seven and that they don't have to sit anymore. And that's not the case. They have to sit the full seven. Therefore, they get up on Purim day if it's the seventh day, and that's the day they go to the cemetery. What about if the Avelut falls out, the 7 days falls out during the week? What do the Avelim do regarding Purim? Do the Avelim sit on the floor? Do they still have the laws of Avelut on Purim within the 7 days? There's a big mahloket between Maran himself. In the laws of Purim, he writes that Avelut applies in all its laws on Purim day to the mourners. In Yoredi'ah, he says it doesn't. Yavestira. The rule when it comes to that is halacha kedivrei hamekel be'evel. We take the lenient opinion, and therefore the poskim say en avelut shiva noheget be'purim. Only things in private. Therefore, the avelim do not sit on the floor on Purim day. The avelim can wear regular shoes, just like they would wear on Shabbat. Even though Shabbat falls out during the week, they don't have Avelut in public. Therefore, the same thing would apply to Purim day. Halakha writes they can even come to the Bet Knesset in order to hear the Megillah. Certainly, they're allowed to come during the day. That's what the Mishnah Brura writes in Sif Katan Tet Zayin, in the laws of Purim and Avelut. And even the Mefarshim say, Kafahayim, in Yoredi'ah, that even during the night, if they need to hear Megillah, they can come to the Bet HaKnesset. The day of Purim counts as one of the 7 days. Even if the Niftar passed away on Purim day, Purim day is considered day one. Regarding an Avel after seven, which means he's within now the post-7 days for other relatives, or he's after 30 days for a mother and a father, so he's allowed to go to a Seudah Purim, and he's allowed also to be there, even if there's music, he's allowed to stay for this Seudat Mitzvah. Mishu Avel Tuch Yud Bet Chodesh Al Abivu Al Immo. If he's Avel within the 12 months for his parent, Rashai la'alot l'shas b'tfilat yom Purim. He's allowed to be the Hazan even on Purim. The Avelim, whether they're within the year or whether they're within the 7 days even, they're obligated in all the mitzvot of Purim. They have to give matanot le'evyonim and they have to give mishloach manot. Somebody that's in mourning for his father or mother within 12 months shouldn't give too many mishloach manot. They should give one in order just to fulfill the mitzvah. Again, there are some that say that the Aveil should not receive Mishloach Manot. But again, as we said, that since there's no Averut really on Purim, so therefore those that are lenient, that they send the Aveil, can technically accept it. But again, it's better for them to try to shy away from giving too many Mishloach Manot or even receiving.